Assalamualaikum, anda semua bersama saya Mat Luffy at astroawani.com. Dan hari ini walaupun kita di Astro Awani, kita bukan di Astro Maya HD. Kita bersama dengan seorang artis popular iaitu Maya Karin. Apa khabar?
Baik, terima kasih.
Pagi tadi dengan cerita membersihkan sungai.
Ha, bergotong royong dengan orang-orang kampung di Gombak.
Penat tak?
Penat jugalah sebab saya datang daripada Jakarta pagi-pagi dah khas untuk gotong royong tu.
I see. So teruk tak sungai?
Sangat-sangat teruk. Allah nak muntah.
You expect tak sungai tu seteruk tu ataupun memang sungai kat Malaysia memang macam ni?
Memang saya bukannya terlalu surprise pun. Saya tahulah keadaan sungai-sungai di sekitar Malaysia memang taklah berapa cantik hebat dan you know, but still when you're there and then ada dan kita boleh ada bau tu busuk and then nanti tengoklah apa video-video saya tu nak ambil pampers lah, nak ambil macam-macam. Ada satu benda saya angkat ingat macam ular.
Tapi benda lain.
Entah kain apa benda.
Mas, you pergi tadi, you rasa kecewa ke, marah ke ataupun you rasa, what did you feel masa dekat sungai tu?
What did I feel?
Disappointed ke tak?
Of course, disappointed a bit and a little bit macam frustrated. Saya rasa macam sampai bila mentaliti orang kita akan jadi macam ni? Sampai bila kita tak akan care dan tak nampak apa tu efek dia kita buang dia sesuka hati.
Faham. Things like that. Semalam you dekat Jakarta.
Adakah untuk projek lain juga?
Untuk projek lain tapi berkenaan dengan adab sekitar juga ke?
Yeah.
Adakah keadaan di sana as bad as here or?
Yeah, of course. I would say in Southeast Asia lebih kurang the same kot.
Sebab apa? Sebab developing countries eh. Kalau developed countries mentality dia orang lain ke? What do you think?
You know what's interesting? Saya pernah satu perbincangan dengan YB Khalid Samad. When we were, and he was saying, one of the problems is, kalau dekat Asia, the river is di belakang rumah. Kalau dekat Europe, river is depan rumah. You know?
So, which mean dekat Europe, hari-hari dia akan nampak river.
Dia akan lihat, dia akan appreciate dan dia akan sakit hati bila dia hari-hari sampah tu mengalir depan rumah. Tapi kita sebab sungai tu di belakang rumah, jadi mentaliti dia menjadi sungai itu menjadi tong sampah. Jadi kita campak aja ke belakang, lepas tu kita tak nampak dah, kita buat tak tahu dah. Tapi yang jiran sebelah tu yang 1 kilometer down tu dia yang akan dapat air yang kotor, sampah.
Okey. Sebelum tu sebelum kita bertanya lebih lanjut tentang sungai dan alas kita. Kita nak pergi kepada your main job and career lah, which is being an artist. Okey, so far yang I dapat recall you punya album and then Munafik 2. Ada tak update-update terbaru berkenaan dengan industri hiburan?
Okey, saya baru sahaja melancarkan single terbaru, satu duet dengan Kaka.
Getaway.
Getaway. So, working on that. And saya pun dah wrap another movie sejak Munafik 2. Saya dah sempat shoot satu filem lagi dengan Gaz Abu Bakar dan Zizan, which is a comedy action.
Nama?
Dan Bulan dan Pria Terhebat. So first time akhirnya saya dapat watak yang lasak, yang betul-betul action, yang betul-betul kick
beep, okay.
So it's fun sebab saya dah lama dah minta dengan
producer. Tapi watak tu watak komedi ke watak
tak, yang saya sangat serius.
Serious, adventurous.
Serious, tapi dalam serious tu saya rasa watak saya memang actually quite funny.
Dia funny yang situational lah. Dia bukan funny yang slapstick mungkin. Dia dialog dia tak funny tapi keadaan dia funny.
Definitely not slapstick. Tapi saya dipairkan dengan Kia Rahmat.
Ialah a funny figure lah.
And we have a lovely chemistry together. I really enjoyed berlakon dengan
dia. Bila kita boleh expect filem tu?
InsyaAllah bulan September, Oktober. Tu yang Gaz cakap lah.
Okay. Tapi selalunya akan lebih kemudian lah.
Yeah.
I see. Itu filem, lagu, what about drama, TV ke? Ataupun you dah start untuk fokus pada filem dengan music?
Awak tak buat Google saya ya.
Tak, tak Google you penuh. Ai Google you penuh dengan alam sekitar je.
Oh gitu. For the past, for the past. Saya bukan apa, bukan nak sombong, tapi memang saya berlakon filem sahaja.
I see.
So which is good, and then so saya ada break sedikit sementara ni. Mm-hmm. Itu yang saya fokus kepada sungai. Dan bulan Mac saya akan masuk filem kembali dengan pengarah yang tengah hot-hot meletup-meledup, Syafiq.
Okay.
So we're gonna Syafiq dengan baru, Zizan again.
I see. Oh, Syafiq baru saja release Misteri di Layla semalam.
Semalam. Beberapa hari lepas kan? On Thursday.
Semalam official. Dua hari lepas.
Yeah,
boleh beritahu ke filem tu?
Oh,
filem dengan Syafiq tu?
Yelah, Abang Long Fadil 3.
I see.
Yeah.
You nampak ni you ada chemistry yang okay lah dengan scope.
So far lah, ini baru filem kedua.
filem
tapi
insyaAllah
ada lah.
Mana ketiga lah. The first, Munafik.
Munafik lah.
Munafik ada dua.
Yang pertama bukan saya lah.
Sorry. Munafik dua.
Dia ni.
tak, I ingat Munafik dua, you jadi hantu.
Tak. Saya Munafik dua sahaja. Okay. So that's the first time dengan scope selepas jadi artis dah 15 tahun.
Okay, tu. Apa yang menyebabkan from berlakon filem and then you nak buat lagu?
Sebenarnya saya mulakan kerjaya saya menyanyi terlebih dahulu dengan lagu Erti Cinta dulu. And then after Erti Cinta baru masuk filem. Tapi lately my acting has taken over.
Okay, daripada industri hiburan kepada alam sekitar. What happened?
What happened?
Yeah, what happened?
Actually, saya dari umur 17-18 dah memang sangat macam gelisah. And saya memang nak dalam hati itu ada niat macam mana, how can I get through to Malaysians? Dekat pasar malam saya selalu tengok kan depan mata, plastik everywhere. Orang pergi pasar pun balik dengan 10 beg plastik. Is that really necessary? And so masa tu pun masa saya dekat college lagi, you know, budak hingusan and all that. And in my heart memang alam sekitar was always there.
Okay.
But I knew that, like, first of all, I baru pindah Malaysia masa tu. So I don't even have any friends. Apalagi a network. Apalagi, like,
followers,
how do I reach
crowd.
Out, kan? Tapi itulah nasib. Dan saya menjadi artis. Dan after a while, around 2006, when I realized my voice is big enough now. So that's when I started. First dengan anti-bag plastik. And saya bekerjasama dengan media-media. So, and then it's just continued and continued and continued.
So this is not the first campaign lah about environment.
Oh no.
So you memang dah buat lah sebelum ni. Okay, jom cakap tentang Maya Karin Challenge. Okay, ini yang first challenge yang you buat kan? Sebelum ni tak ada kan?
Betul.
Habis tu satu Malaysia duduk atas air sungai semua.
Okay. Inilah gambar original dia.
Okay, betul.
Ini di Hutan Belum bulan September tak salah tahun lepas. And kita we were on the way home and there was the we were on a houseboat then houseboat tu apa ni tarik rakit. So I just thought oh how fun let's just lie on the rakit daripada nak duduk dalam boat. But so when I reposted that picture saja-saja je. But
oh, sebelum tu you tak ada, I nak buat challenge ni, nak bagi viral satu Malaysia.
Tak ada niat langsung. Tapi one mamak tu yang pick up one picture, and then he put his own picture next to mine, and then he was saying that dia tengah tenggelam ke, drowning ke.
I see.
And then I replied with something silly, saja nak usik dia. Tiba-tiba yang tweet tu sampai 13,000 retweet.
That's a lot. I see.
And then it just kind of kept going and going. Hashtag Maya Karin Challenge pun bukan yang I buat. My fans did it.
Which is good lah sebab in order untuk buat challenge ni, kita perlukan sungai yang jernih dan...
Yes, exactly.
So you gunakan tak ni sebagai satu campaign untuk bagi tahu we need a better river,
yes,
a cleaner river?
So I gunakan my fans' feedback and enthusiasm. Dan saya joinkan lah sebab saya pun baru dilantik sebagai Duta River of Life. So it just fits in just nicely.
I ingat ke you memang dah ada agenda macam okay.
Tak. So dia memang it's like
it comes naturally lah.
It really is it grew very organically.
I see.
I didn't do anything much.
Ada tak post your fan yang jadi favorite you yang macam yang ni kelakar lah. Ada
mestilah ada yang top 5 kan yang macam really bodoh-bodoh macam yang I just can't believe it. So it's really cute and I love seeing the my fans challenging themselves. Siapa yang lagi comel, siapa yang lagi gemuk, siapa lagi
ada tak yang paling silly? Yang paling silly sekali dia buat apa?
Dia macam upside down.
Oh, so, I see. So, dia ada way around.
But today was another funny one. Yeah, today was another fun yang dia terdampar dekat batu. Dia minta duyung tolong dia. I tergelak-gelak. Baru nak rehat.
Okay.
So, thank you. Terima kasih kepada semua fans-fans yang macam get involved in this. Then, and you helped to grow this challenge. Memang you all did it. Bukan saya pun. Saya dah cakap 2-3 kali. Bukan saya yang buat.
Yang River of Life tu, adakah ia satu NGO ataupun syarikat ataupun...
River of Life is a project yang dimulakan tahun 2011 by kerajaan. Satu projek dengan bajet yang sangat-sangat besar.
NGO ke?
No. Kerajaan.
Okay, kerajaan. Okay.
Ministry of Wilayah. And it is a big pemuliharaan project for our rivers in Klang Valley. Consists of about 8 sungai dan about 110 kilometers worth. So ada dua tahun lagi dalam project River of Life ni.
So dia ada target dia lah, dia lagi 2 tahun
untuk
ada KPI dia ke untuk achieve a certain degree of cleanliness ke apa ke?
Klasifikasi sungai kan, kebersihan.
I see.
So tapi kerajaan rasa macam kesedaran masih terlalu kurang. And nobody, like people like you, you're confused, what is River of Life?
Yeah, exactly,
and you're in the media. Apalagi orang di luar sana, I mean, I always have to explain apa itu. It's actually like a proper project, you know, by the government to clean the rivers and to upgrade the standard and level. Kelas dia kelas 5 ke? Yang paling top ada kelas
1. Faham. Okay, sekarang ni kita kelas...
So lebih kurang kalau yang sungai yang saya pergi hari ini adalah 3.
I see.
Yeah. So some areas memang dah kalau teruk sangat dah level 5.
I see.
Level 5 tu jangan sentuh lah. Memang akan gatal.
Okay, polluted lah.
Yeah, it's hopeless. Don't even go there.
Okay.
Number 1 is the best obviously. So usually masalahnya kalau dari permulaan sungai itu dia number 1. Semakin dia mengalir through urban areas.
Faham. Dia semakin turun ke laut tu semakin kotor lah kan, logically kan?
Sebab manusia lah, sebab perangai kita.
Berdasarkan progress project ni, do you think it is achievable by another 2 years? Is it achievable or you still scared?
Well, I don't want to be negative, of course.
Do we need more time?
Yeah, we do need a bit more time to reach the goals that we really want to reach, yes. Tapi... we are working together now, so I'm going to work. I've been dilantik selama untuk 2019, and kerajaan and the people at River of Life pun are working very hard, and we will progress. We will definitely improve. So antaranya also is beautification of the river dekat Masjid Jamek, for instance, kan? It's
yang
nice.
Bagi letak lampu lah semua tu kan.
Jadi romantik sikit, jadi cantik.
What is the biggest challenge untuk jaga sungai ni? Is it
It's human beings, manusia kita.
The mentality.
A mentality, attitude, tiada appreciation, tiada respect, dan mungkin tak faham kepentingan sungai. And I keep wanting that in history, di mana ada sungai itu, di situlah bandar mula ke, kampung mula ke, civilization started
the
to grow.
The origin of
kan?
Civilization lah.
Yeah, so because we need water. So jangan ambil ringan sangat benda ni.
I see.
Just because we can open the tap now, tapi where does the water from the tap come from? Mestilah somebody has to clean it kan. Speechless kan? Siapa yang terfikir, saya nak beli sofa baru, jom kita buang sofa lama.
Kita nak buang kat mana ya?
Tak tahu, tak ada facilities lah. Kita campak je dalam sungai.
Rasanya dia perlu ambil effort, a huge effort untuk letak kat sungai kan? It is much easier untuk letak tepi jalan ke kan?
Kan. Atau minta kan, orang macam call lah somebody untuk pick up. So here comes another few facts, iaitu setiap bulan kerajaan akan spend RM500,000 on cleaning the rivers.
Really?
On maintaining. RM500,000 sebulan, RM6,000,000 setahun. And that's just to maintain and keep up. So
dah berapa lama dah kerajaan spend sebanyak itu untuk sungai?
Ialah lebih kurang sejak 2011.
I see.
I don't know exactly how if it's increased or decreased.
And then that 6 million per year tu pun tak cukup untuk
memperbaiki
keadaan sungai.
Dia just maintain je.
Dia just maintain. Dia macam, okay, takat ni je dia boleh pergi. Tak boleh lagi teruk daripada ni. And then tak boleh get better than this. Takat ni je macam tu.
Yeah. So that's a real pity. Such a waste of money, a waste of resources. Hanya kerana esok dia orang hantar contractors bersihkan sungai, dua hari kemudian, sama.
I see. You also, of course lah, you also ni sebab education ke?
I definitely think education is a big,
and then,
big part of it.
And then,
the lack of education. The lack of kepentingan dalam kurikulum sekolah. Dan kalau boleh tu, next interview saya akan ketuk pintu Minister of Education.
And then masukkan dalam syllabus.
Come on, we have to take it more seriously. And dia kena start dari awal kan, dari kecil-kecil lagi.
Selalu kalau kita drive dekat jalan pun, and then I pernah nampak lah orang buang sampah dekat tingkap ke apa ke. You rasa macam mana nak tackle mentaliti macam tu? Nak turun kereta sound dia terus ke? Ataupun
I pernah
memang
buat macam tu.
You pernah
dekat bangsa.
You pernah buat?
Dekat traffic light. So ada kereta depan saya ni.
Really?
I was the second car. So dekat traffic light, ke lampu merah. And there was a few like college kids in the car. And then they had the takeaway macam, you know, fast food punya drink. Pam, dia campak aje. I meletup terus. I seriously, hantu keluar there and then. I got out of my car. I ambil benda tu, I campak balik dalam kereta dia orang. Orang lain semua tengok I lah macam, perempuan gila ni, apa benda dia ni. But I just couldn't help it. I just exploded.
How was their response? Dia macam,
macam, yeah.
Macam tu ataupun macam, eh, Maya Kari.
Masa tu dia orang tak kenal I lah. Ini macam 2005 ke 6 ke.
Tapi dia orang tak sound balik lah. Macam, eh, suka hati aku lah.
No, because good luck for them. Because tiba-tiba lampu hijau. So they can just leave.
I see.
Dia malulah. Of course lah dia malu.
Tapi kalau okay, let's say kalau you nampak seorang lelaki yang badan tough buang, you rasa
kalau sekarang 50-50. Kalau sekarang
you beranilah. you ada that nilah privilege untuk buat dia malulah kan. Macam ni you tak malu buang. Macam itulah. Yeah. Tapi you akan tegurlah definitely. Yeah.
Saya rasa antara benda yang kita boleh buat if you want to be part of the action or you know how do we improve as a society, masyarakat, macam mana kita boleh saling menolong. One of them really important and one of the problems in Asia is kita takut nak tegur. Kita segan nak tegur.
Yep.
So kalau kita nampak dan kita tak setuju dan kita macam hish kurang ajar ni.
Kutuk belakang jelah.
Kan? Tapi then we just walk away sebab kita takut nak tegur. But there's nothing wrong with saying, hey, excuse me. Macam dulu kan kalau orang potong queue kita pun sakit hati tapi tak cakap apa pun. Kita biarkan dia potong queue. But now I think a lot more like, excuse me, makcik, pakcik, woi bro, ni queue lah. So sama dengan sampah tu, kalau kita lihat something, somebody behaving not, you know, not in a good manner, then cakap je lah, walaupun kawan ke, walaupun dekat sekolah ke, atau office mate, kalau buang rokok ke sini ke sana. I often tell my crew, when we're shooting, awal-awal pun dah cakap, guys, please, I know you all suka smoking dan stress, you know, kerja 20 jam, all that. Tapi tolonglah.
Tolonglah.
Tak je dekat sini lah. Janganlah macam flick sini.
Selalu je respon macam mana? How was their respond? I mean, generally, how was their respond? Dia menerima teguran ataupun ada juga yang react macam, lah, poyo lah kau.
Kau tak
pernah buang sampah sebab I pernah kena. Macam, buang lah tu sampah kan. Macam, kau tak pernah buang ke? Semua hidup kau tak pernah buang sampah?
Habis tu kita hari-hari patut buang sampah kan?
Exactly
sebab
lah.
Kesalahan sekali tak, dalam hidup.
You pernah dapat tak respon macam tu?
Tak adalah.
Tak adalah.
Tapi mungkin aset belakang tu mungkin lah.
Oh, nanti tapi depan-depan dia tak berani lah.
Ya.
Sebab you punya status kot. Being a celebrity and then macam
it might help.
Okay. Selain pada sungai ada tak lagi inisiatif lain yang you join? Contoh dia, I don't know, maybe forest punya preservation ke apa ke? Ada tak? Tapi bukan dalam River of Life lah, dalam entiti yang lain lah.
Ya, saya pergi ke Sabah 3 kali dah untuk pergi singgah di Imbak Canyon, Malia Basin 2 kali.
Itu bukan River of?
Itu untuk sustainability dan di mana saya join 5 or 6 rangers untuk letakkan kamera di yang disembunyikan di pokok-pokok.
Untuk
khasnya satu untuk data, information statistics dengan about animal wildlife. That's just for the scientists for their research. Tapi yang lagi penting adalah pemburu haram.
Pemburu, okay.
Yes, that is a very big problem dekat Malaysia. So orang puji Nepal, orang puji Vietnam and say, look, they have eradicated poaching. There are no more poachers there. But you know what's happening? They're coming to our country.
Really?
So the our tigers are being hunted by orang Vietnam, orang luar.
Macam mana dia orang boleh berjaya halau
poaching? Sebab kita tiada enforcement, tak cukup enforcement.
I see, enforcement lah.
So for instance, I've spoken to a few conservationists. Their estimation is kita perlu action dan kawalan daripada askar dalam 2,000 orang askar.
But that has to get approval from kerajaan lah kan? Of course lah kan?
See how many ministers I have to meet?
Tak, itu
yeah, yes, of course. So yeah, it does. It absolutely needs approval from the government, and therefore, what we need is political will. Tapi selagi political will tu tak ada, and then we just don't care, and tak kisah pun haiwan kita pupus ke tak pupus ke whatever, then it's going to happen. But that's what I keep campaigning for and pushing for more awareness and more. Saya ni trying to build a small army so that these little my army can also then go to the MPs and talk to the politicians and say this is not right.
Yep. Okay, you dah buat benda ni bertahun-tahun. Pernah tak you rasa macam benda ni tak boleh diselesaikan lah. People won't listen lah. You pernah macam give up and then macam malas lah.
Yeah, of course.
And then macam mana you mendapat balik semangat untuk buat benda ni sebab you tak sepenat ke? Macam, okay, the same problem keep coming, the same kind of mentality, dia ni dah besar, betul dia mati, anak dia pun macam tu juga, aduh. Macam mana you nak menjadi committed and consistent?
Mencari motivation
kembali. Macam mana you nak jadi motivation?
Dia, it's just my cinta terhadap alam sekitar tu memang sangat, it's just there, every single part of my body. Okay. So, suka tak suka, I can still, eventually I will go by. I'll tidur lah satu malam, geram, apalah, apa benda, kecewa. And then the next morning, I'm like, ini tak boleh jalan ni.
Kita nak tanya pasal ada box seat. Is it a sensitive issue to talk about? I mean,
It's not necessarily sensitive.
Sebelum ni ada orang salahkan the previous administration lah. And then bila tukar administration pun benda tu still keep going ya.
Yeah, ongoing. Actually it was halted for a while.
And then soalan, my question is, adakah kerajaan ada that authority dan kuasa untuk just get rid of benda-benda yang mencemarkan ataupun ada campur tangan corporation, syarikat, private sector yang menyukarkan lagi proses ni sebab dia tak semudah tu kan. Dia tak semudah macam, minister tolong ni. Minister tu pun macam ada tokel lah, jagalah, what not.
Yeah, of course benda tu berlaku.
So, who are the players? Siapa players? First, politician. Second, mungkin businessman.
Yeah, the corporations.
Businessman.
And money talks.
Yep.
And
how are you going to tackle this issue yang mungkin cost dia adalah billion and then you have only half million per month untuk river. I mean, how are you going to handle that?
Well, you're talking to me like I'm a minister or something.
No. Yeah, itu soalan lain, next. Realistically speaking, how are you going to solve this? I mean, how?
The only thing I can do is, that's the power of social media now. I have spoken about it macam 2 tahun lepas.
Okay.
Before the project was frozen for a while. And I retweeted and discussed in a fan. Tapi itu sajalah.
You get the people talking. I get it, but
I know. But the thing is, this is not my full-time job, kan? If it was my full-time job, yes.
Okay, sebab
tapi so I kena prioritize jugalah apa yang saya sanggup dan boleh buat dan apa yang memang saya tak mampu.
Sebab tu, my next question is, adakah ada possibility tak you akan masuk politik?
Yeah.
We are talking about possibility. We are not talking about
possibility. Of course, there is a kalau possibility.
There is a possibility. Yeah, okay. Okay.
Same with you.
Now we have a news. Yeah. There is a possibility of Maya Karim entering politics.
Well, that's for anybody. I bukan nak cakap macam tu, tapi I don't know, the passion is there.
See?
And,
see?
Okay, so kita tengoklah. Sementara ni saya berlakon dulu, okay?
you have met Datuk Sri Anwar. Maybe you can be the next Nuruliza.
Or we work together lah. I call dia sekejap. Mungkin dia...
The thing is, kalau you... I tak tahulah. Tapi kalau you jadi politician, benda ni lagi cepat lah kot. Do you think so? Kalau you jadi politician, you...
Maybe if you think so.
You represent us, your army, and then you can speak dekat parlimen.
Okay, macam nak pujuk-pujuk saya je. Tak, you want me to run ke?
No. Tak, tapi selebriti yang jadi politician dekat Indonesia dah ada.
Ada kan?
Dekat
Arnold
Malaysia.
Arnold Schwarzenegger dah ada. Arnold Schwarzenegger did a good job.
Dekat US, yep.
Ronald Reagan.
Yep. And then... Sekarang ni ada Congress Woman yang tengah viral dekat US, Alexandra
Ortiz. Yep. Tapi dia bukan selebriti lah. Yeah, she's a famous politician.
Dia politician and then baru jadi selebriti.
Ha, yeah.
So bila plan you nak masuk politik?
Ni memang nak push I kan.
Tak, kalau
you tak sabar.
Tak, I nak tengok you masuk politik lah.
Oh, okay. Sebab well, thank you.
You dah ada 1 million plus, bukan total, maybe more than 1 million, maybe
2.5.
Yeah, 2 point something. Then you can bertanding, can contest dekat tempat yang ada sungai.
Yes, okay.
That's a good suggestion.
Ah, dekat kampung saya sendiri lah, Sungai Pencala.
So?
Okay, tapi, nanti tapi saya pertimbangkan, ada masa lagi. For now,
okay, there is possibility, but sekarang ni you tak consider langsung lah untuk politik at the moment. In the near future, you tak consider langsung lah.
For the near future tu, saya ambil peranan my role as environmental activist. Itu saja yang saya fokus pada tu sekarang.
Okay.
Yeah.
My next question. Do you think government has done enough in terms of tackling environmental issues?
No, absolutely not. No. Straight to the point.
You cakap direct macam tu ya? Yeah? I see.
Sebab I rasa dah, like I said, tak payah nak segan-segan. Let's not beat around the bush and be all nice and pleasant, blah, blah, blah.
What happen kalau minister beritahu, Maya, you masuklah supaya you dapat tackle isu ni.
Actually, the last election pun ada dua orang.
Now we are talking.
They were willing.
Now we are talking.
They were really talking to me and saying, "We will fund you. We will fund you." So, I'm like, okay. "What? No."
Okay, so ada dua orang, dua approach. Is it in the same party atau both are coming from different coalition?
It's separate
lah.
Parties. Yeah.
Since we have only two. Bila so maksud dia dua-dua coalition dah
ada satu daripada satu asking me to be an independent.
I see. Kenapa you reject? You reject ni. You telah mengecewakan semua army dan juga semua pokok dan penyu.
Pokok dan penyu.
Kenapa? You have to take the responsibility. Kat mana nak cari orang yang ada passion macam ni? I mean really lah. Kat mana? So politician tak kot. This is celebrity pada scale yang this huge dan sukakan environment. Bila I don't know, kalau you tak ada, bila next Maya Karin akan keluar, I tak tahulah, but
well, at least I have found a good community online yang di mana saya nampak especially belia, golongan belia, who are very a few individuals who are very passionate conservationists. Okay. Lagi tinggi ilmu mereka, lebih berpengetahuan daripada saya. And as passionate as I am, maybe even more. So okay. It's good that I'm finding a community and then kita boleh kerjasama dan saling menyokong.
Okay.
And then
now you're talking like a politician. Safe answer.
serious.
Bunyi macam politician. We're working together. We try to work this out. Okay. Kita nak bagi.
I'm starting to sweat. Hello, I think we need a commercial break.
Okay. Kita nak berehat sebentar. Kita kembali bersama seorang calon
for
the next election.
Jangan campak this kawan at you, okay?
Manifesto beliau adalah untuk membersihkan sungai sampai ke grade 1. Selain daripada itu, dia juga nak menghalau semua pemburu-pemburu haram.
Mm-hmm. Nak selamatkan Harimau Melaya kami yang kita dah hebohkan. Our football team is Harimau Melaya. Tapi what are we doing to save? We are one of the very few countries di dunia ini yang ada harimau. But kita buat macam, semut. No.
Boleh tengok kat zoo.
Tak payahlah nak jaga. It's okay. Harimau je kot.
I nak tanyalah pendapat you tentang zoo. Sebab ada certain environmental activist, dia orang tak setuju lah dengan zoo. Zoo dalam cage, dia tak ada natural behavior, habitat semua.
Yalah.
What do you think about? Do you think so?
Yeah, I'm...
Ataupun you kata mungkin ada certain regulation yang zoo kena buat lah.
No, whatever it is, any animal yang dalam enclosure tu memang tak sepatutnya berlaku. And no zoo can create the same natural habitat.
So a definite no dekat zoo?
Yes, only on one hand I boleh compromise. Kalau zoo dia macam really top of the top grade, I think maybe like...
What about our local zoos? I don't even.
I've been to the zoo.
I mean, zoos in Malacca.
No.
Tapi tempat dia quite huge kot.
Tak cukup at all. Kalau you nak cakap huge, you have to give a tiger. Kalau you nak cakap we are an amazing zoo, you give a tiger 2 square meters worth of place to walk. Ini dia letak dalam kandang 4 meters by 4 meters. And then what do they do? Sometimes they just sit in a cement kandang. There's nothing for them to play, do. They just walk around in a circle. And itu je. Ada yang kurus kering, tak cukup makan. It's really sad. The only, like I said, the only way that I can accept a zoo sometimes is about, okay, on one hand, it does give education to our children.
Yep.
Kan? So they dapat exposure kepada... animals, and they can say, oh, this is what a parrot looks like, this is what a harimau looks like, this is... Kalau tengok dekat TV sahaja, maybe connection dia tak as close. Mm-mm. That's the only way that I can compromise.
The only justification lah.
Yes. Tapi kalau boleh tu, ya, our zoos, the zoos in Malacca was just heartbreaking. And then kita letak ula-ula dalam glass cage like that.
Burung.
It's crazy.
So kita tak patut support ke tempat? Definitely.
Yeah, actually not. Kalau kita dah tahu some zoos tu memang standard quality memang just teruk and the animals are suffering and dying, then don't. So another thing is jangan naik gajah macam duduk-duduk atas turis tu naik gajah kan, and it's so fun and we pay 50 bucks each or something like that. These gajah ni and harimau and lions yang you ambil gambar macam comelnya tengoklah bergambar dengan tiger. Diorang tiger tu you ingat dia okey ke? Of course lah tiger dengan singa tu dibius dah tak betul dah. Diorang tak, that's why dia tame. You know, that's why you boleh belai dia. Dia tak gigit you. Kadang-kadang dia cabut gigi juga. So, all that kind of stuff, the tourist fun things, it's not fun for the animals.
Sangat membuka mata.
Sorry. I penat. Kalau bila I penat tu,
membuka mata.
Okay. I thought you mean literally me.
Tak. Dia sangat...
Thank you, yeah.
Yalah, sangat membuka mata lah. Eye-opening lah. You rasa budget yang... Okay, let's talk about budget.
Dude.
Tak. You rasa do we need more money daripada apa yang kerajaan bagi sekarang?
Yes.
Definitely lah.
Yeah,
okay, definitely. Let's say untuk river, $6 million per year. Let's say lah. How much do you think we need? Let's say lah. Just if you can propose a figure, double, triple or...
Just for the rivers, you mean?
Yep. The river yang sekarang ni allocated amount dia adalah $6 million per year.
Well, actually, kita sepatutnya tak perlu nak bayar pun $6 juta tu kan? Because the $6 juta is just to clean up.
Yeah, but the thing is you cannot change mentality overnight.
No, so? I know we can't. So it's no point also spending more and more money. And we're not educating the people. So thank you for inviting me pada hari ini. Because at least this way, there's another small step of educating people. And meningkatkan kesedaran. And then starting in schools, they have to start at the age of 4 and 5 to learn why, and to learn about the ecosystem, and to learn the importance of the rivers and what the rivers mean to us. Dulu, you know, orang ambil air wuduk dari sungai. Can you imagine asking somebody to do that now? Tapi if they don't have a choice,
dia takkan sempat untuk solat. Dia akan mati dalam sungai atas sofa tadi tu.
Atas sofa.
Kalau bila you tengok orang bertanding kan kat Malaysia kan, I rasa tak ada seorang pun propose in terms of environmental issues. I mean, people talk about toll, PTPTN, what not.
Yes, everything yang...
Ada tak? Have you come across yang politician yang berjanji in terms of environment?
No, not really. Adalah touching the surface or talking about, you know, it's a critical level, kita kena buat sesuatu, tapi tak tahulah nak yang sesuatu tu apa sebenarnya.
It's very abstract lah.
Yeah. And what I've noticed, okay, a little bit after the election, sort of those that talk disappeared a bit. And then sekali pun saya dijemput dekat, actually Anawani also with another MP, who then was so politically correct that it was so boring.
Okay.
And then it was like, sudahlah.
You rasa kalau kita, kalau let's say...
You're going to get in trouble now?
Tak. Kalau... kalau you ataupun bukan setakat you lah, kalau ada politician yang bertanding and then dia propose manifesto dia in terms of environment, you rasa dia boleh get the votes from the public ke? Ataupun memang kebanyakan public alah apa ni, bagi proposal pasal sungai, kita nak tol, kita nak
I mean, duit free, kita nak
do you think you can get votes?
Well, obviously not only if you focus only on environment, memang tak lah.
Okay,
tapi it has to be a whole combination of things, obviously.
Yeah, but having that as the main agenda, do you think?
It depends on the kawasan. And, you know, the
kawasan mana yang mementingkan alam sekitar, bukan Malaysia semua mementingkan having immediate cash or tak?
Well, I mean, in the sort of upper urban suburbs in Klang Valley, I think a lot of the communities there memang sangat concerned tentang alam sekitar in general. So again, it depends on the demographic of the kawasan that you bertanding.
Okay. What do you think about the number of cars kat Malaysia? Do you think it's...
I think we need to stop too. We need to push public transportation more. Why does everybody have to have one car? And I pun kesian, because bukannya orang nak pun kereta sebenarnya. Tapi terpaksa beli, kalau tak macam mana nak pergi kerja. And because the public transportation, the feeder buses are not enough, the timing, the schedule is all out of whack. So orang nak pergi kerja, dia kena keluar rumah mungkin 5:30 pagi. Just to make sure, mungkin hari ini ada rezeki, saya sampai dalam masa 1 jam. Esok, ambil 2:30 jam pula.
Okay.
Macam mana nak explain kat bos? So if you cannot promise, give people security that, you know, or guarantees that the train will take on this time, this bus, we have feeder buses to your communities, you know, then you walk 100 meters to your house, then it can work. But here macam entah suka hatilah, bus tu dah sampai sekarang ke 10 minit ke 20 minit, you don't know.
What do you think about our local public transportation? Do you think it's enough, or is it okay, or no, we need more?
Well, we need more, but we're good. We're pretty good now. I'm happy with the improvements. Sejak saya pindah ke sini, masa tu pun, masa saya pindah sini 1997, saya dah duduk dekat bandar utama. And the only way, I couldn't drive yet, the only way I could get to KL was naik bus. And again, like, I just had to hope for the best lah. Dirilah terpacak kat situ, tunggu bus datang sekarang ke, 1/2 jam ke. And then it would take me over an hour to get to KL. The buses were comfortable, but the system can be so much more organized.
Kalau you berjaya menang election, let's say lah,
hypothetical,
and then you dioferkan dua kementerian, either
yang mana saya akan pilih,
Minister of Tenaga ataupun Minister of Transportation. You rasa impact you yang paling besar di kementerian yang mana? Jangan naik di Perdana Menteri pula. Mesti you macam, I nak dia benar-benar menteri lah. I nak ubah
kan?
Semua.
Why waste time? Go straight to the top. Kelakar lah you.
Belum start lagi dah tamak lah ni. So, hati-hati okay kalau nak vote. I bagi warning. Hati-hati. Ya. Mungkin sekarang ni dia manusia, lepas dia DPM ni dia hantu.
Are you trying to say something?
Tak, you jadi hantu tu macam you jadi hantu masa you balik-balik sampah dalam kereta tu lah. That kind of hantu.
Well, again, it just depends. Actually, I would wujudkan balik kementerian untuk untuk alam sekitar, Ministry of Environment.
Sekarang ni kita hanya ada kementerian.
Don't have. So sekarang ni sangat susah juga nak kawal or how to look at conservation sustainability. Because yang ada dekat departemen kementerian ini, like renewable energy will be under Miss Yobian, and then wildlife preservation or anti-poaching is more like under Xavier, and then you know it's like little bits and pieces here and there. Tanah and
yang mana menyebabkan lagi susah lah kan?
Tanah dan air under negeri pula, so you have to keep discussing and negotiating, and it's harder this way.
Semuanya susah kalau you tak ada kuasa.
Jadi. Jom.
Jom.
Yeah, why you, me? You join with me lah.
Ha, jadi
you my wingman. Boleh juga my press sec. Perfect.
Okay, terima kasih kita ucapkan kepada Maya Karin. Jangan lupa untuk undi Maya next election. Tadi dia dah bagi dah hint akan bertanding dekat kawasan first ada sungai. And then dia urban area sebab dia kata urban community lagi kesah. So most probably Sungai Bercala lah. So kalau jadi apa-apa dekat MP dia tu, adun kat situ tu apa-apa.
Eh janganlah, Hana Yo tu kawan lah. She's doing a good job.
Kita ucapkan terima kasih. Yeah. Tapi kita berharap lah Maya dapat bertanding untuk next election. Supaya kita dapat bash dia ramai-ramai.
Okay. Terima kasih. Thank you for having me.
Okay, selamat malam. Jumpa lagi next week. Setiap hari Sabtu pukul 10 malam hanya di astroawani.com. Bye-bye. Assalamualaikum.